Good afternoon, Mr. Scargill. 5 weeks into this dispute, the membership of the National Union of Mine Workers is still divided on whether to follow your call for a national strike over pit closures. Would you concede that the divide is a bitter one and that, like never before, miner is pitched against miner?
Well, let me first of all correct you. The miners are not divided about the call that Arthur Scargill or the National Executive Committee have made. The National Executive Committee have given authorization and declared official for those strikes that are already taking place in various areas of the National Union of Mine Workers. And so there's no dispute about the fight against pit closures. Well,
the Nottinghamshire miners would disagree with you.
Well, I'm sorry, but you must get your facts straight. The National Executive Committee have declared official any area strike that takes place. And that does not say that the National Executive at this stage have done anything other than that. What we would point out is this, that the dispute currently in the British coalfield is the responsibility of the National Coal Board and the Conservative government. It was their announcement to cut out capacity in this industry and close over 20 pits with the loss of 20,000 jobs.
But at this point, Mr. Scargill, you cannot speak as representative of all areas, can you? Nottinghamshire men have said they don't want to join your rolling strike.
Well, this is the third time now that you've talked about my role in strike or my decision. Now, I'm not going to correct you again, I hope. I'm telling you again what the position of the National Executive is. And if people misinterpret what we're doing in the way that you're doing, then clearly it's little wonder that the British public don't know the facts. Mr.
Well,
McGregor...
We'll come to those in a minute. Mr. Ray Chadburn, the Nottinghamshire President,
speaking
just last week...
You can either listen to the answers that I'm giving, or alternatively, you can shut up. It's entirely up to you.
We'll come to those figures later, Mr. Scargill.
No, I'm sorry.
I'll guarantee you that. But at the beginning, can we talk about...
one thing that you're going to learn on an interview of this kind is that you're going to listen clearly to the things that I want to talk about.
Mr. Chadburn, the Nottinghamshire President, has spoken how the dispute has forced miner against miner, father against son, pit against pit. He has 30 years in the industry. Is he wrong, then?
Mr. McGregor made an announcement that there was going to be capacity taken out of this industry. And he suggested that there was 4 million tons. That is clearly untrue.
Mr. Scargill, we will deal with those points later in the
now,
interview.
Now, are you going to listen?
No.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, you might as well pack up this interview. It's obvious that you're not going to listen. And if you're not going to listen, lad, then there's no point in me talking to you,
Mr. Scargill, only last weekend you personally attended a rally where there was physical fighting between moderate and militant miners. That seems like a bitter divide in your union.
Mr. McGregor declared there was going to be capacity taken out of this industry with the closure of over 20 pits and over 20,000 men going to be sacked. That sparked off this current dispute. Mr. McGregor did not tell the public, or the miners in fact, that the real cause of the dispute was the taking out of capacity over 8 million tonnes. That's double the capacity that he suggested to the miners' union.
Now, these arguments have been covered before in the dispute, Mr. Scargill. No. We've reached a point now where you've reached a crossroads for your union. Mr. McGregor says he won't back down one whit on his closure plan, and he says that it's a fight to the finish. Would you agree with that at this stage?
Mr. McGregor has started this dispute as a result of his determination to close pits and to sack miners. 20,000 jobs, he said, are going to go in this coming year, and over 20 pits are going to be closed. This is an industry which produces the cheapest deep mine coal in the world. In the United States of America last year, they already had produced not only coal reserves, but at a rate where they had over $2,000 million in aid. In Western Germany, they had £2,394 million in subsidies. If we have the same subsidy level, every single ton of coal that we produce could be sold. The only reason we can't sell coal in Britain is because this industry is being disadvantaged by the policies of this government and, of course, of the coal board, who are not telling the truth either to the miners' union or to the British people.
OK, Mr. Scargill, you've made your point. You and Mr. McGregor differ on those facts. Let's look at the damage that's being done to your industry by this very dispute. It might be, say, October before you got what, surely, you ultimately want, which is a capitulation by the coal board, perhaps even a new government, a coal board chief more to your liking. Mr. McGregor says he can hold out for up to October. He also says the damage done both financially to the order books and geologically to the condition underground to many pits would mean that more would have to be closed because of the dispute and more jobs lost than would happen in his current closure plan. How do you answer that?
Well, first of all, I would answer by saying that it appears that you're speaking as a representative either of the National Coal Board or the Tory government. The slanted way in which you're presented. Now, look, are you going to listen to my answers?
Well,
and if you're not,
kindly don't
then
make
you
accusations like that, Mr.
Well,
Scargill.
I'm making accusations.
I'm making accusations against you for the simple reason
that what you're trying to do is trying to conduct this interview and probably make yourself a budding Robin Day. Well, they're not doing it with me, lad.
I put to you a point that Mr. McGregor made at the weekend that he says he can hold out till October. What sort of damage will be done to the industry? Now, sure, this is a matter of great importance to the British public. They are due an explanation or your response to that point.
The position in this industry at the present time is that we produce the cheapest deep mine coal in the world. Mr. McGregor has seen fit to announce a closure program. A closure program that will mean the loss of over 20,000 jobs. Men and women in this industry who invested their very lives in it. Now, I'm not prepared to sit here and listen to comments like you're making when that's the future,
that's
or lack of future, that's being put to those people that I represent.
It's not a comment from me, it's a point
There's
of
no
view
doubt,
put forward
as far
by
as
Mr.
I'm
McGregor,
concerned,
why won't you
that
respond
this
to it?
Industry can sell every ton of coal that it produces, provided we're given a chance. And if we were given the same level of subsidies that apply in the rest of the world, we could sell every single ton of coal that we produce.
Can you please answer the question?
Now, are you going to listen to my answers or not?
If you listen to my questions and give
now,
answers to them.
Look,
it's as simple as that.
Quite frankly, either you're going to listen to my answers or you're not. And if you're not, then you're going to obviously make yourself look a complete
to the
fool.
I'm putting, Mr. Scargill.
You're either going to let
you
me
have not
answer.
Given one answer.
You're
yet,
either
Mr.
going
Mr.
to let me answer the questions in my way, or if you want, write the answers that you want on a board and tell people that you want me to answer those questions your way.
Can you come to the point then and answer the question?
I can come to any point I want, provided you'll shut up and let me answer. Now, if you won't shut up, then
I'm
I can't.
I'm putting the questions to you, Mr. Scargill.
Now,
you
are you going to let me answer points in my way without interruption? If you're not, then this interview is going to go on in this silly way as a result of your irresponsible attitude.
Let's move on to something else. The meeting you're having tomorrow.
No, I'm sorry, we're not moving on to anything until you let me put the point of view across that I want to put across on behalf of those that I represent.
I think you've put it over several times.
I'm sorry, all I've done so far is be interrupted by an ignorant man like you who ought to have more sense. Now, if you're not going to listen independently and allow me to put my point of view, then I suggest that you ought to get out of that chair and let somebody do the job that can do it.
Well, if you're going to be abusive like that, it's not a surprise that you have problems that you have in your industry, Mr. Scargill.
Isn't it? Mr. McGregor, of course, refuses to meet me in interview or debate. You conveniently ignored that fact. You conveniently ignore the fact...
Mr. Scargill, can we conduct this interview rather than having a slanging match?
Well, you started it, not me, and you interjected all the way through.
Well, if you wanted to make your point...
When I tried to give you some statistical data about this industry... Well, I mean, all that you're doing so far is to present a question and then conveniently ignore the point that I want to give by way of response.
Let's move on then to another question, Mr. Scargill. Isn't it reasonable to allow some closures of pits and not to say simply, as you do, that we oppose all pit closures?
Well, you see, there again you're completely wrong. The National Union of Mine Workers have only opposed the closure of pits on economic grounds. They've never said that we oppose the closure of pits that are exhausted. To do so would be not only irresponsible, but plain daft. But the Coal Board, in their presentation of the argument, would try to portray that that's the case. What we're saying to you is this. The National Coal Board are trying to sack over 20,000 of our people and close over 20 pits in an industry which produces the cheapest coal in the world. And that, in my view, is economic insanity. There can be little doubt that we can compete with the best in the world, provided we're given an opportunity. And what we are saying to Mr. McGregor and the Coal Board and the Tory government is to change your policy. We want to see people employed, not unemployed. We don't want to see 20,000 people added to the misery of 4.5 million unemployed. And that's what's at stake as a result of this government and the Coal Board's policy.
Mr. Scargill, why so far in this dispute have you not held a national strike ballot? Wouldn't it be simpler to pull all the membership behind you to end all your arguments? At one stroke, you could do that.
What we have done in this dispute so far is respond to Mr. McGregor's decision to close pits and to sack people. And the National Union of Mine Workers have acted throughout the dispute in accordance with the democratic procedures laid down in our constitution and rulebook.
Are you afraid of losing
if
a national
I,
ballot?
If IRN,
are you afraid of losing it?
If
are you
I,
confident of winning it?
Are you going to shut up? If IRN or any other independent organisation that you term as independent had the same democratic structures, you'd have no problems.
It seems you're incapable of answering any questions, Mr. Scargill.
It seems as though you're the most ignorant person that I've ever discussed with on radio. Now, either you're going to listen to answers, even though you don't like them, or you're not. It's entirely up to you.
Mr. Scargill, thank you for joining us and I'm afraid not answering any of our questions here in Sheffield this afternoon. This live interview with the miners leader, Arthur Scargill.
This live interview has been absolutely appalling.
My name's Chris Mann, Independent Radio News, it's 1:30.